This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, it's Gittered on Tuesday. Only some of us are here to do that, though. We're looking for fall interns. We need to get that done for sure. Have you got some applications by now? Zero. Oh, my God. This is like a
I have so many.
I know.
I don't have any.
God, it's crazy. I wonder if it's because we're starting the call so early. Although kids, you know, next couple of weeks, everyone's going back.
Yeah.
If you can get college credit for it, and if you're over 18, we have a job for you here. It's an internship. It pays. Not a ton, but it does pay, which is nice, you know.
Yeah.
Drive into the city. And
anything helps.
The hour's terrible, but it's so fun. Maybe you'll get bitten by the radio bug. Maybe the next thing you know, you'll be doing a morning show somewhere. Here, maybe. I don't know. So send an email with your resume and cover letter to useit@radioalice.com. Come and join the team. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART today and get started on a new healthy you. Boy. Seems like the theme of San Francisco lately is we will break your window and take your things.
Mm-hmm.
So
a ton of people sent this to me because they know this.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have known this story, but it was sent to my Facebook page 5 times.
Yeah. Well, you're the guy that I'm thinking of whenever I hear that someone's car has been broken into. I'm like, oh, I know a guy that happened to. So A-Rod was apparently
Alex Rodriguez, the baseball player.
Thank you.
I should say. Sorry.
Right. I think of him as Mr. Lowe.
Right.
J Lowe and A-Rod. He had a rental car, and I guess he was in town calling the Giants game against the Phillies for ESPN. So, although this wasn't during that, was it? Was that Sunday night?
So yeah, Sunday night was the great game. I was telling you, I found myself. I just put it on real quick, and the game was tied. And
did
then
you
the
hear
Giants,
him?
I didn't
doing
notice.
The call?
No, I didn't notice at all. In fact, I think I was watching on the Bay Area. Was it on that Comcast? I don't know.
Well, they're saying ESPN here, so maybe it's on.
Might have been on both.
Right, on both.
But anyway, go on. So he was parked here and doing the call for the game.
Right. So he was parked on the 400 block of Brannan Street. One of the many streets where you can park your car and get it broken into. I don't know why we have to determine Brannan. But poor Brannan. They're like, but all the other streets too.
How do they not have parking on site for him?
I have no idea. That actually occurred to me too. I'm like, does he not get VIP parking at the park? It's a 5-minute walk.
I'm not even talking about like in the parking lot. I mean, there should be somewhere in the
right. They should cone off
on
A-Rod's
the venue.
Spot.
There should be a spot where the broadcasters pull up and park.
100,000%.
You're gonna make a guy who's that guy walk through the city streets to you know
right.
I'm sure he's like
yeah. A-Rod is just like no problem. I can walk 5 minutes down the street. I'll just put this disguise on. So I can make it there in time. And then, I mean, God knows, I have circled and looked for parking and given up and gone home.
Yes.
And called and said, I'm sorry, I'm not coming. I cannot find any place to park unless you want to circle my car for me while I come in. Because there's no place to park. So he finds parking. He's all excited.
Mm-hmm.
He's all excited. I'm going to go call the game. This is going to be great. He walks his 5 minutes, comes back to his car that night, and he's like, oh, no. Oh, no, someone's car got broken. Oh, wait, that's my car, my rental car. I'm even, like, weirded out that he went and got a rental car. Like, you're A-Rod, and you go, I'm going to need car service.
A driver, yeah.
I need someone to give me a lift. F it, take a lift, take an Uber.
Did you see this?
I don't know, I like people having my own ride.
People are saying that That he was at a restaurant. He was eating at a restaurant. So after the game, he went to a restaurant, and that's where the car got broken into.
Oh. Hmm. What time was the game?
This happened between...
Well, this happened around 10:45 p.m., right?
Oh, they're saying 11? Between 9 and 11 okay. is what I'm seeing.
Okay, yeah, the game was over by then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I was watching it on a Sunday night.
So maybe he did have good parking and then had to move out.
Yeah, I don't know.
They said he was at Harlow Restaurant.
Oh, Harlow. Is that good? Where's Hooman?
Isn't that that place where we've seen...
No, that's Harlot.
Oh, all right.
So close. Hey, where's Hooman?
He's teaching Alex.
So you're saying, well, of course it's a 5-star restaurant because A-Rod went there. So he goes and he's like, oh, this is great. What a great day. I'm in San Francisco. I just called a game. I'm amazing. Now I'm at dinner. And then he goes out to his car.
And it's not his car. So at least he gets to turn that thing in and walk away from it.
That was
the worst part.
Right.
Getting my dumb window fixed.
Now
I had to buy a parka to drive home because it's an hour with the wind blowing in on a cold day.
Oh.
Screw
God,
that
what
guy
a pain
who got
in the
me.
Ass.
And the
no
worst
doubt.
Part, you know, so this was nighttime. To me, nighttime, look, on Facebook, people were going, it's his own fault. You leave that much stuff in your car. What? You don't know in a big city someone's going to... And I'm looking at that going, no, he should be able to park. Uh-huh. But okay, at the very least... It was nighttime. That's questionable.
Right.
Broad daylight.
Mm-hmm. On a busy street.
I'm standing there as people are walking by, that feeling as they're walking by, like staring at me, and I've got this bewildered look on my face, like, which one of you people stole my stuff? Right. Broke my window, and I'm starting to like go, did they run? Or is the person walking and holding it? You know what I mean?
Because
it's broad daylight. Mm-hmm. Maybe they don't even want to run to... Mm-hmm. Anyway, in the end, I've just stopped coming to the city or hanging out here. The last time I stayed was last week. I broke my boycott to come and get those tickets for Outside Lands.
Right. Oh, right.
And that was the only time.
And even
time.
Then, you were in an underground parking situation.
And ran.
Right.
I mean, that was a different scenario, but still.
Yeah, exactly 15 minutes.
Right.
Well... The other thing is, you know, the amount of the value of the things that he left in the car. It's, you know, they're actually sort of saying in this story, like when your car gets broken into, okay, so the average person, you lose your iPad, you lose your charger,
$5 and cough drops.
Sure, whatever. Yeah. Right, exactly. And the bag
that
the crap was in, you know. Whatever
and
changes.
The window they broke.
Right, and the window. Right. The window is more expensive than the sum
the
total of everything
it, right.
that they stole.
Oh, but I couldn't find Harlow Restaurant. It's Marlow.
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 Hooman, have you been to Marlow?
I have, yeah, my friend's owner.
Of course you have. And what is the what is the house special?
They're known for their burgers. Chris Kelly's one of their investors, too.
Oh,
he's part owner.
Shame.
And they also own Park Tavern right up the street. You know Park Tavern?
Over in Washington Square?
Yeah, they own that place too. What do you think?
Boo!
You don't like it?
No, I do. I actually have eaten at Park Tavern. I think you took me there.
Yeah, it's like I've been there too.
Because a friend.
Yeah, yeah, I think we all want you.
I've been around the city now. We got here in 96, and I lived in Ocean Beach, 97. And, there was a lot of homeless problem and a lot of crime issues, mm-hmm. and it's had its sort of, there's an ebb and flow, but I swear it feels like anarchy around here right now, and I know the police are doing what they can. I don't know if they need to hire 700 more people to sort of get some order around right. here, but it's unfortunate that even people who love the city like myself are staying away.
Yeah, you still live for roaming around the city.
You go, what's the point? If I can't trust that I'm going to park my car for a few minutes mm-hmm. and be able to walk around and take in a cup of coffee and do some shopping, F it.
Right.
Well, hey, they banned e-cigarettes, everyone, huh? How about that? They
great.
Did that.
Hurrah.
The thing that matters to no one at all.
Matters to me.
Oh, it does?
Yep.
You want them to ban e-cigarettes?
No.
Oh.
Oh, I see what you're saying. It matters to me that they banned them when, yes, they have many, many
other
more pressing problems.
Yeah.
Way to, you know, divert attention, everybody. So I guess that he must have left this bag right in plain view or something. I don't know. It seems to me if you've got $500,000 worth of stuff, which seems impossible.
Yeah.
That you would leave that in your car. I mean, he's pretty rich.
Yeah. Well, there was camera equipment, right?
It was, let's see, a camera, a laptop, jewelry, and a bag.
It's just his stuff, though.
A bag filled with $495,000 in cash.
I've never lived like that guy or anybody in that, you know, tax bracket. But the guy, it's his stuff. It's what he carries. I don't carry that. But what I carry was an iPad, $5, my little sack that I carry. Whatever. That's what we all have. What we have. I'm sure the guy thought, of course I can go eat dinner,
right,
and come back and leave for the year. I'm sure he was either going to the airport,
right,
or the hotel. But he figured he'd get a nice meal and this town's known
burger.
For its food.
Yes.
This is a problem. So it was a black Nissan SUV. The SUVs are so tough because you don't have a trunk.
I don't have a trunk. Yeah, that's
That's
I had the same thing just when
it's
I went to get my
SUVs,
tickets
for,
what was that, Thursday?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I got my little bag. It's got nothing in it but my iPad, but I'm still going, there's no trunk. I'll put it on the floorboard and put a sweater over it. And then I put it over it, and I'm like, that looks so bogus.
That looks staged.
Like you're trying to hide something.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's signs in that garage, too, that say, don't leave anything in the car.
Yeah, leave it at your own risk. Uh-huh. Great, thanks.
Yeah, so I have seen TMZ had a whole report on this too, and they're saying that it wasn't nearly $500,000 worth of stuff. But that's a total exaggeration. Mm-hmm.
But I feel like they have to say that.
Why?
Because
for insurance purposes.
No, because the people that stole it, albeit they're like, oh, is this fake? Is this real? Like, you know, they don't know. But if the reports are saying it's $500,000, they'll be like, oh, it's real. We hit the jackpot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know how those people are. I wondered about, you know, finding my locked iPad. Did they just throw it in the trash right then?
Right. Mm.
Do they sit there and try to go, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4?
Or do they just take it someplace to try to sell the thing? And
yeah, there's a few places you can take it to sell, and they'll unlock it and wipe it clear and then resell it.
Did you have to wipe that thing remotely or... How does that work?
Yeah, you can do a few things. The whole find your,
iPhone.
Am I going to do? Chase them down? I'm just not. I know that there are people who are like, oh, I found it. I went and got it. Okay.
Right.
No, I just.
Yeah, there was some, I think, did you tell me the story? Did I read this somewhere? Some lady, her phone, and among other things, was stolen, and she tracked it.
Plenty of people try that, sure.
And she went into the house.
Yeah. I've had friends do that, too.
Insanity.
They'll get a police officer and say, I've tracked my phone.
Uh-huh. I don't even think she got a police officer. I think this lady went inside the house and got her
so
crap.
Scary.
No doubt.
Yeah, that's people were going,
she seemed tough.
You should call the police. Why? What are they getting? There's no one to look for here.
Right.
The streets are empty except for the people looking at me going, oh.
Oh, that's too bad.
That sucks.
Nope, I didn't see a thing.
Sorry, A-Rod, you're bummed. Bummed to be you.
Yeah,
bummer. You got on a plane and flew home to your mansion in Manhattan.
Yeah, I guess everything will be all right for you. Seems like you'll probably get through it all right. You don't even have to worry about replacing that window. Speaking of which, did you get your window replaced?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean in my van?
Yeah, the one.
The other window.
The theme of Vinny's year is I got to go get my car fixed and get
problems.
Things replaced.
Yeah, I did take it in. It's been dropped off.
Oh, good.
So, and they were like, you again? And I went, yeah, man.
Wow.
Yep.
See you next week. All right, what's coming from the news?
So much good stuff. Please hang through these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Today on the show, we have Lionel Richie tickets. We have Fitz and the Tantrums, Alice Lounge tickets. So that's very exclusive, very small. And summer isn't over yet. We'll have some passes for California's Great America, where Boomerang Bay is now open. And those we have those throughout the day, starting at 9 o'clock. Right now, it's time for the news.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by Rebel, R-E-B-B-L. Rebel. Soulfully crafted, plant-based, super herb beverages. Rebel.
Rebel.
Thanks, Rebel.
Can't wait to try some Rebel.
Yeah, me too.
Me too. You got some?
No.
Huh. You got some?
I don't.
Just trying to drop a hint.
Come on, Rebel.
Come on, Rebel.
Let's try some of that.
Yeah, slurp some of that down. Sounds delicious.
All right, here's what's happening. I wanted to do this story first because I love these pieces where someone puts up what happened and they put it online,
yes,
and then it's for people to sort of tear it apart.
Sure. you feel so wronged by something and then it turns out you're the douchebag.
Well, the weirdness of what people are up to, it's a trip. I mean, so this is one where I go, oh, well, come on. A 28-year-old woman posted this story on Reddit about her younger sister pulling a move. And then people sided with the younger sister.
Oh.
The older sister had been planning her wedding for 3 years.
She and her fiancé have been
waiting until she finishes her PhD program to get married.
All right.
Okay? So she's 28. That's about normal that you are doing the things in life way later. I told you my friend... Oh, you know D. He hired a lady...
Deepak?
At his, yeah. He hired a lady... right out of college to come work for him. And then before she even started, she'd moved, but before she even started, she said, I'm pregnant. And he didn't know that was going to happen, but he was like, everybody who gets done with med school, they're already behind on family making.
They start pumping out
and
the
jams. So it's like the first thing they got to do is get these things done. So that's not that surprising at 28 that she'd waited 3 years. Anyway,
planning that wedding the whole time.
They're finally set to get married in September. And then over the weekend, she was at a family barbecue and her 23-year-old sister announces, hey, everyone, I'm pregnant.
Oh.
So.
Yay.
You know, probably mixed reactions.
Well, was she not partnered up?
I don't know why there'd be a mixed reaction? Then in front of everyone, after saying I'm pregnant, she asks if she could take her older sister's spot, the wedding venue, the place that she'd booked 3 years prior. Could I have your venue and wedding date and get married there? Since, you know, I'm pregnant and it's on. And the older sister said, no, I booked that 3 years ago. I'm getting married in a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course you can't have
people
that.
People sided with the younger sister?
The younger sister... burst into tears. And according to the older sister, she said, everybody got mad at me because I said no to her that she couldn't have
my
wedding date.
Yeah, I am not on the younger sister's side.
No.
That's ridiculous.
And I bet that younger sister's been doing that her entire life to the older sister.
Me.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
How do you like that?
I don't like it at all. I think that's it's terrible, and it's a situation caused completely by the younger sister.
Yeah.
It's rude. It's unthinking. She's like, that's so, really? I've been waiting 3 years and I booked this thing you can't have my wedding date.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things
I can't believe everyone was siding with the sister. That sister is just so, it's just so callous.
One of the things that I think happens, and certainly parents can relate to this, and probably some older brothers and sisters, maybe not, because there's that weird competition and you're like, no, and you're shutting your brother and sister down just fine. But one of the things as parents all the time is your kid wants to eat that thing you were about to eat, and you're like, here.
Yes.
Or the kid wants, you know, and you, of course you can have that. You know, like you just, and you do that without even, yes, of course, here.
Yes.
And maybe that's what they've been doing to her.
Mm-hmm.
And
whatever she wants.
I don't even think that, I wouldn't even think to ask that.
No.
So it's got to be something that she's conditioned to. Like, I've always been given the things I ask for. Someone's always pushed that my way when I wanted it.
Right. I don't know where the breakdown in manners happened. Mm-hmm. And then she bursts into tears and everyone's on the kids. Oh my God. I'd be like, family, you're totally betraying me.
Here's your next spoiled brat story.
Okay, let's hear it.
Because that's a spoiled brat,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh my God.
This story.
I'm stunned by it.
I wish I knew how to say this. Haryana, it's India.
Okay.
Haryana. Anyway. A young person in Haryana got a BMW sedan as a gift from his parents.
Okay.
A BMW. When you were in high school.
Was it a 3 series? Like low end?
They say it was 3 or 5 series. Which 5 is?
Sure.
That's pricey.
Sure. Well, listen, the 3 is pricey.
5's nicer than what I got. I don't got that.
It's a nice car.
Right. When I was in high school, my friend Ben got a Porsche.
Ooh. Oh.
And my friend Tony got a Corvette.
Oh.
New. Both of them.
Wow.
Brand
new. So when you're tooling around that, your Datsun B210 with the tied down trunk?
My beater.
Yeah.
Thank God I had a beater because I destroyed it.
Sure.
And I wouldn't have wanted it. Now looking
back. How'd they do with the Corvette and the Porsche?
The Corvette was totaled.
Oh. Of course it was.
By him at a later date. Mm-hmm. The Porsche, I think, was fine. Mm. Didn't have any problem. But it is one of those things that there are families out there that just gift their kid some expensive car.
Right.
And that seems to be perfectly normal.
For no reason other than they reached their 16th birthday.
So this spoiled, rotten brat didn't want a BMW. He wanted a Jaguar.
Oh.
And
I see. The BMW wasn't good enough for him.
The BMW was not good enough. He wanted a Jaguar. He'd asked for a Jaguar. Mm-hmm. And he pushed the BMW into a river.
Oh, no.
And videoed the whole thing. Thinking that this was somehow
gonna get him a Jaguar.
Right. He was angry.
Yeah.
And so he uploaded his video onto social media to show, you don't give me a BMW when I've asked for a Jaguar.
What an awful, awful person.
Yeah.
An ingrate.
Apparently it's rainy season there, so the river was swole and...
Oh, swole.
The car was washed away. Mm. So...
And busy polluting that river.
Right. Is this exactly what the parents deserve? Is this what they grew?
Yeah. Turns out that is what they grew.
Like, you grew that, right?
Although, on the other hand, maybe there's no way to predict how awful your child would become, and some other child in the same... nurture situation would have been like, oh my God, thank you so much. Even though it's not the car I wanted, I'm still so grateful that you would give me anything because you don't owe me anything.
I don't know. That's a weird one. Have you ever thought, you know what I secretly want is the red one of anything, and then you get the blue one and you're like, I really like the blue one. Like, I mean,
no, you right.
You come
you're grateful
for
the
out.
Things that you try to be.
Jesus.
Let's hope that this kid that somewhere in here is a lesson that he'll take with. I mean, there is a lesson. But hopefully it's a lesson that he'll learn.
The father said, I wanted to give my son a birthday present. We could only afford to give him a BMW.
Oh, only afford a BMW. Oh, I see.
He kept insisting he wanted Jaguar. He said the vehicle was too small, but we thought he'd be okay. We never imagined he'd do anything like this.
Oh, my God. Well, never give him anything again. That'll teach him.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, the pain I would feel to think that
I
just...
I would feel like a completely failed parent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I should have given this baby up for adoption. I failed.
And on top of it, it goes international, because the kid has to post himself.
And they can only afford, only in quotes, afford the BMW that the kid just threw in the river.
Mm-hmm. And they're probably going to have to pay to get it out.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh boy. Somehow, I don't know how you did it. You diverted me from the girl who tried to steal her sister's wedding date. And I don't know. Oh my God. I wish I hadn't gone back to that. I'm gonna be grinding on that all day.
Here's another nugget for you. Maybe this one will take that one away.
Okay. Another nugget.
There's a 37-year-old woman named Carla Bellucci.
Hey, Carla Bellucci.
She's from England.
Oh.
And she's
that changes things.
Yeah. Oh, England. Huh. Yeah. That's weird.
Italians are all over the place.
Sure. Yeah.
Anyway, she says she wants to get a butt lift because, quote, I need it for my mental health.
Oh.
But she can't afford it, so she went to the government to try and get them to cover it, and they refused.
The National Health over there?
Hmm. Mostly because she once scammed them into paying for an $8,500 nose job by faking depression.
Oh,
no.
So she's already gotten some surgery.
Wow.
For her mental health, apparently.
So you're saying they took a look at her face and went, yeah, I'd be depressed about that too. Here's your $8,500.
I guess. I don't know how. Well, I don't know right. what she did to get that.
Maybe she had a big honker.
Carla.
And now she needs her butt done.
Big noses are. They're
fine.
A bummer.
They're not.
I mean,
I
don't trip on it too much, but then sometimes I get a side view of my giant honker, and I just go.
First
oh
of all,
my God.
If your nose is not that big. Second of all, it's you. It's like
I know, but I'm just saying. I mean, I've never considered getting it fixed. It's Mm-mm. not like I ever thought I'd go get surgery.
Oh, that'd be so weird. Oh my God, you should go get surgery. That'd be so funny to look across and see a little teeny button nose on you. Oh, please do it.
It's far too late in life to consider things like that.
Oh, I don't think so.
I do.
Never too late to get the nose you've always dreamed of, Vinny.
Anyway, Carla thinks it's unfair. They definitely won't pay for it this time. I don't know why. Transgenders get operations left and right and center, but they will not pay for my butt lift. That's
yeah.
a quote from her.
Well, she's another. This is another nugget of awful.
So she's decided to start a crowdfunding page.
Oh, how's that going?
She wants to raise the $7,200 for her butt lift. And after 2 days, she's at $14.50.
So that's not going well.
I hate to use the power of prayer and all of God's grace to go against someone, but I pray she does not get another penny from the people who know her.
Yeah.
That is. Oh, and here's her butt, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Let me have a look at her butt. I'd see if I'd be depressed over it, too.
Her nose looks good.
Yeah, her nose does look good. Her butt's fine. Actually, she's pretty hot. She's wearing a weird crochet outfit. Maybe that's an English thing. I don't know.
You should get into that. Crocheting outfits?
Should I?
Yeah, you can crochet stuff.
She's great looking. Like, I mean, her butt actually, to me, her butt looks pretty freaking good. Like she's a hot blonde, Carla Bellucci. I mean, she does definitely. I can picture her with a big honker, can't you?
Yeah.
Like, look at it. I actually think I bet she'd look better with the big honker. She got a little teeny thing now. You should get one of those.
Get a little teeny thing.
Just be so goddamn funny if you showed up here with a nose job.
Well,
like, I actually think she'd look better with a big nose.
No, you
to
don't.
Match her, she's got a pretty big butt.
You don't think
it's good,
that.
Good looking butt.
You're just saying words.
You're right. It's true. That's what I do all day.
Let me see if I can find. I had got this other great
She's
one.
She's depressed over it. I mean, depressed over what a horrible person she is.
I like this other one, but I don't think I'm going to find it in time. It's a story about a tall guy.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that one?
I did see it. I had the picture printed.
What's it about?
Well, so look, I'm not a tall dude, but I don't trip on my height at all unless I find myself in a situation.
What do you mean?
Well, like,
for
example,
you can't get someone off a real high shelf or
no,
something?
Because I'll climb any damn thing to get what I need. But for example,
can't
you
ride
go to
a certain ride.
No.
Not quite
you go
get
to
the line.
I got this. Let me just finish. Okay. So no more guesses out of you. Okay, thank you. So she at a concert venue. When you've got someone super tall in front
sure.
of you, you are screwed.
You're the guy in the back going.
Well, you're just, you know what you have to do is completely.
Up and try and see.
You've,
can you put me on your shoulders?
You've parked yourself in a bad spot
right.
and you got to completely move your whole deal. So this guy shows up at a concert. He's really tall.
Yeah.
And he's got a t-shirt on that says sorry across the back shoulders because he clearly knows.
Yeah.
That he's screwing
That's
everybody,
cute.
But
right.
it is
bring you
cute.
The picture.
It's cute enough that you would go, all right.
You're forgiven.
You should be in the back since you clearly know you're blocking my view, and yet...
Well, sorry. I really love this band, and I'm going to get up close.
And I want to be up close. Yeah. Right. I get it. So the picture's funny because there it is. You got to give it to that guy for having a sense of humor, right?
Yeah, he's quite tall, head and shoulders above everyone else. All the other average people around him. And there he is looking up at the stage. That's a nice person right there. This is like the antidote to the horrible sister and and the guy who trashed the BMW. What was the other nugget?
I don't remember.
You just did it.
The
girl with the bad butt.
The girl with the bad butt, yeah.
That's fine. She's got a fine butt.
Yeah, I don't have...
There's a bunch of terrible people in the world. And then there's this guy who's
she's
sorry.
Got a big round butt. I don't understand
yeah,
that.
Her
that
butt's
what
fine.
People want.
I agree.
Just wants a lift.
That crochet outfit, I don't know, but...
Our text number, by the way, before you enter any numbers in, don't be texting and driving, okay?
Nicely done.
All right, 800-400-3697. I have to say that. Do whatever you want.
No, you don't do that. Stop it. God, Vinny.
Our step slut, stepsister, in parentheses, usurped my older sister's wedding. Always competitive. The marriage lasted 18 months.
Wait, so she actually did take the thing away?
Or went out of her way to, I don't know.
Ruin the day?
Yeah, I don't know. If my younger sister did that, and if my family was mad at me for not giving up my wedding plans, my guest list would have immediately shrunk.
Yeah. Yes. It's outrageous that they didn't all go, you can't ask your sister to give you her wedding date.
That she planned for 3 years.
And probably put a huge deposit down on, etc. Yay, you're pregnant. Now you figure it out.
415 yeah. says, go to a courthouse and get hitched, you rude, thoughtless little pig. I think about that all the time. You know, I understand what it's like to be frustrated with your kid now that I have one. They can be frustrating.
Sure.
And I get that Alex got serious anger management issues. So I know that he shouldn't have said that.
Wait, but, Alec Baldwin.
What did I say?
You just said Alex.
Oh,
so
right.
I was like, I don't know.
Right, whatever.
Oystrabuck.
whatever the guy's name. I get he's got anger management issues. But you can feel that for your kid, no question. Whether or not you should say it into a recording.
He didn't know it was being recorded. Kim Basinger is
at
the one who released that.
At your ex-wife's house.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig. Alex, you should play that audio for us.
Wait a minute. Speaking of, so Bryn's not in, and everybody gets sick days. I understand that. But you were with him yesterday. Was he sick yesterday?
He seemed all right. I mean, we didn't have any kind of extensive talk. About what did he say was wrong, Yuzi?
He said he had felt it was coming on yesterday.
Oh. Mm.
He didn't say what it was.
Well, I'll tell you something.
He said, I've been feeling it coming on all day, but I thought it would maybe go away. I'm sick.
All right. He tapped out early. Good.
And
we
listen,
won't catch
being
it.
In the hothouse where we were was...
What do you mean hothouse?
It was so hot where we had to record yesterday.
You're broadcasting from your garden now?
Basically. It's this room outside, and it's not cooled, and we couldn't open the windows because the lawnmower was going, and the fan's too loud for the recording. And
podcasting.
Oh, my God.
You have to be really tough.
Yeah,
and
it's hard.
Does Vinny know that you guys had to wait an extra 2 hours?
No, just 1 hour. He was 1 hour
Johnny
late.
Johnny forgot. His own podcast.
He forgot that he'd made an appointment, so he was just sitting there.
No, he had been out actually on a work call, and when I finally got a hold of Malia, she goes, oh, my God, he just walked in. And he's on a work call. I'm like, can you tell him to get his ass? So like, we're all sitting here waiting with sweat dripping down us.
Oh, was it the best podcast though?
It actually, while we were waiting for him, we wrote a song about how he wasn't there.
Was that on the show?
Well, it's going to be on the show.
I listened to it. Yeah, this song is there.
So it's on the show. And but he didn't get to hear it until he listened to the podcast. Because we're like, no, we're not playing that for you. It's just going to be on the podcast.
He didn't go, you guys, this is the Johnny pod.
No, he felt contrite because he...
Oh, because he was late.
Because he walks in and we're all just like... drown rats sitting in our own sweat pools.
Did you tell Vinny about the lawnmower, too?
I told him.
Oh. It's been hot lately, so I'll
it's
give you
get
that.
Even hotter. They right. say today, tomorrow, and Thursday, just crazy
I'm
hot.
Ready for the heat wave to break already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it's three more days, but... Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with some hashtag Me Too stuff. I have a couple things, and one of them extremely unexpected. Hmm. The other one, well,
whatever.
I don't know. I guess I wasn't thinking about it, but okay, that guy.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.